don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. I'd never say. I don't tell you what to say. I don't tell you what to do. So just let me be myself. That's all I ask of you. I'm young and I love to be young.
The Geats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Blue.
So I don't know if you could tell by the two songs that we have played so far, but we have a fun theme for you today.
Very fun theme.
That is female empowerment.
It is. And Gracie is wearing her The Future's Female shirt.
I am.
You know, very appropriate. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Do you want to talk about why we chose female empowerment as our theme?
I mean, unless you've been living under a rock.
Right. Literally like the largest rock in the entire world.
A very large rock called 5,000 feet of earth in the earth's core.
Yeah.
Well, Trump won.
He did win the election.
He won the election. And we are sad.
We are sad about it.
There was a lot of sadness.
The majority of Tufts, which is at least if you can't say liberal, then you can say didn't like Trump.
Yeah. No, like literally today, I was walking through the academic quad.
Tears down everyone's face.
Yeah. No, I walked by this girl who was just sadly leaning against the American flag and listening to Bob Dylan. And then
it's been a somber campus.
And then I walked maybe 10 more feet, and there were these girls just hugging and crying. It was sad.
It's honestly been such a sad day.
So
close
sad.
Close to tears a lot. So we thought that, you know, my first reaction last night and this morning was to be upset and to be angry at the bigotry and intolerance that plagues our nation. Mm-hmm. But I also thought, what would Hillary do? And she would.
What would she do, Gracie?
She would rise above it, I think. I mean, she would definitely, I think, give time to be sad, give time to, take a mental health day if you need it and, reflect on what this means for the country. But I also think that apathy and complacency has no place for the next 4 years. And one of my friends was texting me and was saying that his boyfriend was texting him, and he was like, Mike Pence believes in conversion therapy, the Senate and the House are Republican, who's fighting for me? And I don't know, I guess I want to be someone that people feel that I'm fighting for them and that I am on their side.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, and at the very least, I am fighting for all women, so.
Yeah.
That's what our radio show's about.
Yeah. Welcome to our most political All the Geets Yet.
it's just that type of season. It's political season.
It right? is. It is the day after the election.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we have a little, oh my God, my eyes hit so bad. We have Mississippi Goddamn up next by Nina Simone.
Let's go.
Mississippi, goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows. Show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Mercy on this land of mine,
We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about due. I've been there, so I know. Keep on saying, go slow. Well, that's just the trouble. Washing the windows. Picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. You're too damn lazy. You're thinking it's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. Cause everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn. I bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady. And you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. The paved paradise. load up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Up a parking lot.
great song.
Great song. Yeah. Who sang the last one?
Joni Mitchell.
Oh, is that who originally sings that song?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I've only ever heard
like a cover of
the
it.
The cover.
Interesting.
Like the guys. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, like, I don't want to, like, 100% say, but I'm, like, pretty sure she's
You're
the first.
You're probably right, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I am. But it's
I agree.
Both of the songs, I feel like, show, like, exasperation in society.
Yeah. They're very political.
They are.
In nature. It was really cool. Even I got to, like, in English 2 last year, my, my arch nemesis of freshman spring semester,
mm-hmm.
we analyzed Mississippi, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And like I thought it was interesting because like even just the ideas she was performing it to a room full of like white rich people,
mm-hmm.
and just the way that she was like bold enough to just like literally sing a song about how fed up she is with the system,
yeah,
to a room full of people who created the system.
Oh, I love it.
It's like it was so bold, and I was like, wow. And like the crazy part is the whole time like the song's very like uplifting and mm-hmm. happy sounding or whatever, and so it was kind of that idea of like they're like listening to it. And then they, like, are enjoying it. And then they realize, like, oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
We're the worst. And, like, she literally, like, straight up just tells them, like, you guys are, like, rotten and lazy and, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you guys are keep, like, telling us, like, let's keep it slow. Like, let's slow down the change that mm-hmm. we, like, want to see. And she's like, no, like, let's not slow down the change yeah. that we want to see. That's the kind of thinking that we need in America, you
it
know?
It is.
Stand up to the man, specifically. Honestly. Just kidding.
What?
Specifically the white toupee man.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag not my president. Right? Am I right, ladies?
Okay. I'm amazed at how many people went to Boston and like, or how many people are protesting right now.
It's kind of crazy. I don't know. I'm like, I'm very much of two minds about it. Like, I think that, I guess, I understand that people are, fed up and like want a way to like express their outrage. I just don't know if it's effective in mm-hmm. any like real setting, but I guess it's well within your right to do it, especially if it's peaceful.
I guess so. I just hope no one like, I hope it doesn't get to the point where it gives actually like a bad name
mm-hmm.
to like Clinton supporters or even like liberal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I do think, like, I mean, and she emphasized this. Did you watch her concession speech this
yeah.
morning? Yeah. Like, I mean, the peaceful transfer of power is important
mm-hmm.
and is a symbol of our country. And I think
Completely.
You can be, like, utterly dismayed that the citizens of our country voted for this. But I think at the same time, you do have to respect that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I'm not quite there yet. But, like, in my mind, I know that's where I should be. So...
No, completely. Yeah. And I guess it's just hard because, like, we don't really know what's going to happen yet, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's true.
We're just so early into the game. It happened yesterday.
Literally, it, like, wasn't even called till this morning.
Yeah, it has not even been 24 hours. So, that's some good stuff.
Well, we have a lot of fun songs coming up next.
Okay.
As I was, like, looking for songs for this thing, I realized how many, like, empowering songs have been written in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
So... I am excited. I'm excited to play them.
Okay, me too.
We have No Scrubs coming up first.
Yes.
Ooh. A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time, and no, I don't.
I'm not gonna stop. surviving.
I will survive being fine. I will survive being sexy. I will survive being bootylicious.
Honestly, just a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Really inspiring.
It is. We were just talking about how do you even choose a single song to use from Beyonce for an entire show about female empowerment?
Because she just has so many bangers about
so
that.
So many. She's incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know about you, but Beyonce, what year is it? 2020.
Beyonce 2020?
Yeah.
But
we don't care about Yeezus.
We don't care about it?
Yeah. I'm saying Beyonce.
I'm saying Michelle Obama 2020.
I agree.
I would love
yeah.
a strong and unproblematic woman. to be our president.
It'd be wonderful. Michelle is just like a really cool person. Whether or not I want her to be our next president, mm-hmm. I just want her to be my next friend.
Me too. Like, I just want her to like take me shopping. Maybe.
Yeah. Have like, you seen like her and Ellen go to the store together?
Oh my God, I'm sure it's amazing.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. I just wanted to be there with them, right. You know? It was incredible. They were like, you know, the first lady and talk show host. They're just like us, you know?
It's so true.
Go to the store. And yeah, it makes me sad that, I mean, even just like, I like having like people I can respect. Mm-hmm. As like the leaders of our country,
right? You know? That's what you're saying. Like Melania is no Michelle.
No, like regardless of whether you agree with like Trump's policies or not, you have to like admit that like Michelle and like Barack were just objectively better people than Trump and Melania. Yeah, you know,
like she seems so cold.
Did you see that picture? Yeah, I mean everyone in the world has seen that picture, but where like Trump is like looking over Melania's shoulder to make sure that
oh yeah, he said she's voting. Yeah, like, just in case, like she's not sure.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Even her face looks very concerned as he accepted
the nomination. Yeah,
it was just funny.
I love how many people he had on stage as he accepted the nomination. Did you see that?
No,
it was like 50. I was like, this is unnecessary, Trump.
Lots and lots of friends.
So many friends.
So many friends. No, I was even like amazed at how many people are protesting in front of Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Trump Tower is simply like a residential place as well. So can you imagine if that was your home and you were trying to get?
I like literally think you just like, you'd be like, I'm gonna stay in a hotel. Because
no,
you
like,
just can't cross the like picket line of people. Like they would
what
just
if
beat
you were
you
stuck?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? I wonder if these people, like, knew this was going to happen and stored up, like, water and, like, food. Like, what do you do in this situation?
Yeah, you can't enter and exit. Like, you just can't.
Yeah.
Did you hear that they, like, the people, like, the New York Trump Towers, like, protested to, like, try and get their name changed?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
fun fact, my grandpa lived in the Trump Tower.
Really?
He did.
What a world.
Yeah. It was, like, a really cool apartment, to be honest.
I mean, like, the Donald doesn't do a lot of things well. Like, hotels. Admittedly, he does them well.
Yeah, yeah. He does.
He does.
He does.
Hotels and, like, apartments.
Mm-hmm. What is he... Is he going to build, like, a post office on the same street?
As the White House?
As the White House.
He was going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just, like... I feel like it's a conflict... Well, did you hear, like, the whole thing about, like... How they asked him if he was going to put, like, all of his money in a blind trust, and he didn't know what that was.
Hmm.
And was like, no, my kids will run it. And they're like, that's the opposite of a blind trust. And not good.
Okay.
So, I look forward to seeing how that works itself out. Right now, though, we have a Megan Trainor's No.
Mm. My name is No.
My number is No.
How you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me, but let me stop you there, oh, before you speak.
Is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go. First, you gonna game, thinking I believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original. Telling me I'm not. Is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
Down to the eye, to the no, no, no. My name is no, my sign.
you in advance. I don't wanna dance. Nope. I don't need your hands all over me. No, no. If I want a man, then I'ma get a man. But it's never my priority. Hey. I was in my zone before you came along. Don't want you to take this personal. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, to the I, to the no, no, no. All my ladies, listen up. No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
To the I, to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go,
you need to let it go,
need to let it go.
To the I, to the no, no, no.
I'm feeling
untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling
untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling
untouchable.
Hey! cast my spell. Where to hide, you'll never tell. Cause I got it covered. City gravy southern. Got you dripping like no other. Place for real, track burns like a rope rail. Spin it in your face, spin it in your face. Play it in your face. Can't wait to get you shook up faster than you can try to hate it. You can try to hate it, you can try to fake it. But baby, I lay you still.
Honestly, Lady Gaga's new album, I feel, is very underrated. Like, more people need to be listening to it.
More people need to be listening to Lady Gaga in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She did... No, yeah. I mean, even what we were just talking about, she is, like, she formed her image in, like, such a way where you just kind of look at her as, like, this crazy lady with pop music.
Mm-hmm.
But she's actually just incredibly talented.
Yeah.
And very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Did you ever watch... The Hills growing up?
Mm.
I think we're a little too young for that. But my sisters watched it, and there was this episode mm-hmm. where Lady Gaga literally came,
mm-hmm.
like, years before she was famous.
Yeah.
And, like, she's, like, totally this, like, weird girl that, like, likes to, like, design her clothes in a very weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she, like, didn't make the final cut for, like, the episode, but she was in, like, the deleted scenes or whatever.
Oh, my God, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah.
And she was just, like, this, like... nerdy little girl, like teen, not girl,
yeah, I know what
like,
you mean.
Yeah, right, like who just like kind of made weird clothes,
mm-hmm.
and then look at her now. You know,
she's thriving.
She is thriving.
She has such like I feel like a devoted fan base.
Yeah,
like people love her.
Yeah, and she's come a long way since the meat dress. Let me
yes,
tell you.
She has. I feel like she's actually such like a good symbol of like social progress.
Mm. How so?
Like, I just, like, or, like, I just feel like she embodies, like, a lot of really, like, progressive ideas and, like, has always just been, like, you know, like, be yourself, you're born this way, like.
Literally born this
born, way. You're literally born this way.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, I don't know, just,
It's true.
Embrace it.
I like it. I like how to
I guess not progressive life. Ideas, just, like, good ideas.
Yeah, she's proud.
Yeah,
we listen to like a lot of like No, Confident, and AO. Uh-huh. Like yeah. Just three very like I'm proud to be me kind of songs.
True.
And like, I don't need no man.
Right.
You know? I'm just confident.
Like, I'm a strong, independent woman who don't need no man.
Exactly. But
with coming? Like the hand clap emoji.
Yeah. Between every.
Yeah. I am. Yeah.
So what do we have next?
We have Girl on Fire up next.
Oh, I love Alicia Keys.
Don't we all?
Okay, can I just, before we play this, even just talk about how beautiful she is without any makeup on?
She is, honest, like, that's so cool of her.
It is really cool of her. Like, my act of never wearing makeup is really an act of laziness.
Right.
Hers is a social statement, right. And it's beautiful. She's incredible.
Did you see that she said that she won't, like, permit her children to watch any sexist Disney movies?
And really? That's kinda
cool. Yeah, she's, like, saying, she's like, I don't want my children watching Snow White. Like, learning that, like, a woman has to, like, clean up for, like, seven dwarves. Which, like, is a little weird anyways, but, like, I think it's, like, the woman's role is in the house.
No,
is really
I get it.
The
I
point
totally
she's trying to enforce.
Yeah, that's really
not
cool.
Not specifically dwarves.
Yeah. I get where you're going with that.
Right.
No, she's so cool. I think, like, Beyonce gets a lot of credit for being, like, oh, the female artist, feminist kind of thing.
But Alicia Keys, she's right up there.
She is way up there, and she's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, like, I want her to, like, read me, like, just, I want her to, like, read stories to me, like, just constantly in my life. Or, like, I want my thoughts to come in the voice of Alicia Keys. Because even just the way she talks is, like, so soothing.
So soothing.
Yeah. Anyway, here we are, Girl on Fire.
Love it.
She's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
Feeling myself, I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and let's sex have it. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, tail Mavericks. My Maybach, black matted. Never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can he think about me when he works off? Wax on?
Wax on.
National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that nick like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my.
Change the game with that digital drop. Know where you was when that digital pop. I stopped the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I stopped the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kitsy on fleek, pretty on fleek. Pretty gang, always keep them on geek. Biting through Texas, feed him for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nikki is tight. I said, yeah, nigga, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, nigga, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. He digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real. Panky full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my.
Cooking up that bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna taste, digging up my ego. You ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both and an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know. He in love with that cook.
Don't ever be learning, you doesn't never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques from my records, that's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40, I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap, who is the queen and things of that nature. Look at my finger, that is a glacier, hits like a laser.
Dripping on that work, tripping off that perk. Flipping up my skirt and I be whipping all that work. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Stinging with the queen bee and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go let them hoop. No, just on this song alone. Bitches on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you?
Snitches.
Young Money.
Okay. Game face. Here we go.
I've got bipolar disorder. My shit's not in order. I'm overweight.
This has been a great episode.
Yeah.
It's been cathartic in some sense.
Yeah, I agree. I think I was having a hard time, mm-hmm. still having a hard time.
Right.
But it's good to know that there are still people out there in the world that still believe in female power,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Fighting the good fight.
Yeah. And it's not like a minority of people care about women either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's a popular vote of people who care about women.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Fuck the Electoral College. Oh, sorry. I really hate the election. It's just like, I feel like for Hillary to have lost the Electoral College but won the popular vote just like reinforces everything I've ever felt the Electoral College, and I'm glad to know I was fighting the good fight by hating it until now.
Yeah. But on the brighter news, not on the brighter.
What, what's the brighter
On the brighter
news?
Side.
Uh-huh.
Women are still wonderful.
That's true.
Yeah. And we're still going to keep fighting the good fight. Mm-hmm. The future is still female.
The future is still female.
Yeah.
That is true. Definitely the past and the present is male, but the future is female.
Yeah. And it has been a good night to remember that.
Uh-huh.
We hope that you enjoyed listening to our show. This has been 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Mimi and Gracie on All the Geeks. Have a good night, everybody.
We don't like about ourselves, inside ourselves.